Marygon.
What ward?
Ward 2.
1 out of 28, okay.
Adam Stout, Ward 3.
Juan Soledad, Ward 1.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Opening round. Anybody have any comments?
Not today.
I have one interesting set of comments. One thing I saw in a newspaper. Evidently, Parkway West schools are not heated with hot air. They're heated with water, which is piped through the system. Maybe a lot of big buildings and schools are doing this. And they are switching over. They had a Post-Dispatch article on this. They're digging a heat exchange system 500 feet in the ground.
Ooh.
Where it's always about between 51 and 55 degrees centigrade. It's about 110, 120 Fahrenheit. And in the wintertime, it's going to pump water down there. The ground will heat the water up and bring it back up and run it through the school system to heat the rooms. And it's costing them, it's kind of like solar panels. It's costing them a lot up front, but the projected savings in energy over the course of the project are incredible.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing's going to pay for itself going that way.
Geothermal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Geothermal heating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Parkway is very progressive on their...
But they've also got money, haven't they?
They've got money and they've got new buildings and stuff.
Yeah. Because my heating and air conditioning guy said I could do that about 10 years ago. And I said, oh my God, I wish, but I can't.
Yeah,
it's
very expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it pays off. They need the capital to do it.
Yeah, but you
know, for this, they obviously had to go down that far.
Right.
How many feet?
They went down 500 feet in order to get the reliable heat. The temperature they want. And it's not, you know, like they're tapping in a volcano or magma
fracking
down there. It's just the heat of the earth is just that much warmer when you get down that far.
Magma.
So I thought this was kind of interesting green practice they're doing in terms of, in the long run, it'll save a lot of energy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up.
This is all a result, I think, of the oil drilling companies having figured out a way to drill down and then go sideways as well so that they can tap into things. And then this, what they're doing for gas, the fracking and everything.
Yes.
They go in and they tap sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously this technology is now coming in this geothermal area.
And then they have earthquakes.
Yeah, I know, from tapping water.
Blackpool in England, which has never had an earthquake in their life. Now it keeps having little, small earthquakes.
Are they fracking?
Fracking.
Yeah.
Just north of Liverpool.
Yeah. So this is not fracking now, this is going to be.
No, I know, I understand that, but the F word.
Okay, yeah. All right, so anyway, that was my interesting note. I think that put in as soon as we all know about it.
Geothermal.
I was happy to see on the U-City sign talking about recycling and keep your plastic bags out of the trash as well.
Electric
I saw
sign.
That on the electric sign.
Yeah, they got
it.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing, you're getting it done.
You know, this is sad, really. I was in Clayton last weekend for the art fair. Not one recycling bin. Not one.
Yeah.
Everything was going in the trash. You'd think they'd have roll them out.
Yeah.
Not one.
Okay. Approve. Well, we can't really approve the minutes because we don't have a quorum.
But I will make that change.
Special presentations. I see nobody here to make a presentation. Mitch, and he's making a change over there. Website updates, you want to comment on that?
So we're redoing the website. So I wanted to ask you all to take a look at it and make some suggestions. We have a company doing some of it, but a lot of it's going to be done in-house just by me. But I have suggested that there's an environment tab because right now, we have trash and recycling, but nowhere like for energy efficiency. The Green Practices Commission actually has a page. It's a little bit dated. The names are all current, but the information is a little bit dated. I know some of the links are broken, but it's really hard to find. It's not like somebody's going to be looking at it. So I've suggested an environment tab.
Can you send out an email to us on how to get to the website?
Yes.
Particular websites you want to look at. Navigating the city's website is not the easiest thing in the world.
No, it isn't.
Would you do us a favor, do me a favor? You know, sometimes I get emails from you, and some of them go back to 2017. you know, and I'm scrolling through trying to find the relevant things. They're all connected up.
There's a way to There's a way to disengage that on your email system.
Is there how?
I don't know, but I've seen it.
Oh.
I have not done it, and I'm close to doing it at the time.
I literally gave up. I thought, I can't read this, and I can't read
it. I know.
I'm sorry to be so...
No. It happens when people reply and another reply,
yes,
another reply.
And it's just one sentence.
There is a way to stop that.
Okay. But I want to get your emails.
Google it.
How to stop chain emails.
I'm going to, because I can't find things when somebody's replying.
Yeah, I didn't reply to whatever you said, because I couldn't find it.
I did run across how to do it about a month ago. I came close and didn't do it, but I may.
Yeah.
Can I bring up one thing?
Yes. Go ahead.
It's kind of new business. I don't know if you guys got this or not, but the city, I think it was a random selection, sent out a huge survey packet. Did you guys receive that?
No.
Or not?
Random selection.
I got one. And it's done by an outside company that's going to compile all this data, but there was an awful lot in there about recycling, and it's more, I think, to give the councilman, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jenny, an idea of pooling how the city thinks the resources should be spent. So it dealt with like street repairs, things of that nature, and you ranked everything, recycling, and there was a whole big section on that. But I was just curious if anyone else got it. I filled it out and sent it back.
Excellent. I'm glad you
honestly.
Did.
Well, I mean, you've got a vested interest.
Oh, very much so.
You're here for a reason.
I don't know the details of.
Have you seen it? Did you see a copy of what went out, though?
I saw it at one point, at least in a draft form.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I saw it.
Who sent it?
The communications director.
Oh, the new lady?
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, it
was interesting.
Maybe 8 pages long, front and back. I mean, it's
questionnaire.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot about like building permits, things of that nature, too. I mean, it ran the gamut.
On city services,
you know, about everything from trash, but there was an awful lot on there about recycling and how do you think the recycling works. I think even one was, you know, are you willing to pay more for recycling? It was very detail oriented.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Sorry, I know that.
That's right.
No, that's very interesting.
There are a lot of problems people complain about city inspectors, too.
The city inspectors are lunatics.
Well,
they don't even look to see if I've got numbers on the doors. If the fire department comes, where are they going to find 3 West, 3 East? Nothing.
Wow.
I mean, the simplest thing, and they all, even after they've been rejigged and re-educated and there's new people, they've all got their own agendas. It's like they come with an agenda and you can't predict it. But anyway,
okay.
I just adapt. I don't have anything wrong, really.
Okay.
It just seems capricious.
Anything else on a new business?
That's my new business.
Okay. Solar power. We're still set for October 10th?
October 10th, and it's not tentative. It is being advertised.
October 10th.
I'll send you all the...
And the 29th is out.
The 29th is still... It's at the library.
October 10th.
Both of them are active on the library. Okay.
They both are going to happen.
So you want us to be there?
Us to be there, yes.
Yeah, to the October 10th, I think it would be good for all of us to be there so that we know how
it
works.
Yes.
I know.
Okay,
you want us there.
I'll find out.
Is that our normal meeting time? Or?
Yeah, I think it's 6 o'clock. I feel like it's 6 or 7, but I'm going to find out.
So meet there?
No, the October 10th one is here.
Oh, okay.
It's going to replace our commission meeting
here. Okay.
Here. So we will be here.
Regardless.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Solar green practices. No, not library.
But the 29th is in the library. Okay. Good enough.
29th. Is that the next one?
29th. So as soon as the regular 5:30 start time here, or do you want to do it at 6?
Well, we might as well be here.
I'd say do it at 5:30.
Yeah, regular time.
Get ourselves
I'm
organized.
I'm going to make sure that it's from 6 to 7, because it's from 7 to 8, then that's not going to work. I don't know why my phone isn't working.
All right, well, if it's different, I'm going to rely on you to send us an email if it's a different time.
Because it would be nice still to meet as a commission before even just to approve the minutes.
We're just to get ourselves situated. Yeah. People might ask us questions and things like that. Scary things.
All right. November meeting, the parks director is actually charged with parks, recreation, and forestry. Darren Dunkel, he'll be here. And a new city forester, Jacob Kaiser. His name is spelled K-A-I-S-E-R, not K-E. I saw it incorrectly someplace in here. he'll be here. I talked with him the other day. Actually, I talked to him twice already.
Really?
And he said, incidentally, I was talking about coming here. And said, I mentioned, please keep your talk under 15 minutes, he said, easily. So he was told to talk about native trees. I requested him to talk about native trees.
Okay.
So he'll say he'll keep under 15 minutes. Darren Dunkel I've met once, but I'm not sure what he'll be like in terms of having long talks, but I'll try to grab him for 15 minutes, too.
Yeah, I think that would be
a long time, isn't it, to talk?
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it.
I find on a lot of these meetings, if you go over 15 minutes, you're losing people.
Right. Yeah. And I think that Barbara wanted to talk about the volunteers, and Darren has just set up a volunteer program through the Parks and Rec, and so I know that there was going to be some discussion about that program and how it could work and what kind of things people could do.
Well, the first time I met Jacob Kaiser, I had my old U City Treekeeper shirt on, which was set up by the two foresters ago, Norma Schechter, when she was trying to get an inventory of all the trees we had in the city. And she got a group of about 40 or 50 of us to go around and identify, we took lessons in here and identify the trees and then judge the condition and report it. It's all going to go in the database. Well, other than this one in the spreadsheets, it wasn't specific software, but in the spreadsheets. And Jacob said, it's all been lost. And this you can't really follow along. Not really lost, but you can't really follow along. It's hard to keep up to date. So he wants to do two things. There's a new software out there that enable you to really keep track of the trees that the city owns. And also, there's a company out there that will go around and do the inventory for you. They're really specialists in this and know what they're looking for. It's going to cost them $140,000. I'm not sure he's going to get the budget approval for it. But that's what he's talking about. So I was talking about reactivating the tree keepers, and he was talking about this. He still wants to use the tree keeper's name, but he wants people to go around and help water new trees that have been planted and do a bunch of other sort of maintenance type stuff. That's what he wants done. So we'll see what happens with that. I didn't tell him that I didn't think his budget idea is going to get through with that amount of money, but we'll see. Anyway, he seems like a pretty nice guy. So.
Yeah, I thought so too. It is from 6 to 7. So if we want to meet at 5:30.
Yeah. Get our business out of the way.
The only thing is I'm not sure how the room's going to be set up, but
we can
adapt. We'll work it out.
We're adaptable.
And then at time at the library is going to be the same thing?
Yes.
6 to 7?
Mm-hmm. I just really want to get the word out.
Yeah. Too bad you weren't able to include it in that recent recycling mailer, which went out.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
This one's fantastic.
Yeah, that's just
solid.
You'd
have to be a purist. People would be.
It is in the roars. Have you received the roars yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
It will have a
this
little...
This came independent.
Yeah, that was through a grant. I made that and was
very
able to
nice.
Okay.
Because all my tenants have got one of those, and my tenants are very good. They're really diligent.
Good.
But okay. My neighbors are not. Oh, God.
Well, your tenants have got you sitting on their shoulders.
They get introduced to my big recycling. This is the largest in New City. So somebody tells me otherwise. That's always like that.
All right. Electric vehicle inspector, EV inspector vehicles.
Everything passed, and we are in negotiations. We have the contracts, and the city attorney's looking at the contracts. And I'm still trying to nail down the charging stations and figure out when and where and how we're going to get them. So that's everything's moving along. There's a lot of logistics going on, though, that we're trying to figure out. figure out.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's a big, it's a big deal, isn't
by
it?
By spring of next year?
Right. Cliff kept saying October. I'm like, because once we get the charging stations we need to install them, we need to get three bids from electricians and then, you know, select a contractor and make sure that electrician shows up when they say they're going to.
AMF, they're wonderful.
The city waives the permitting fees.
We would waive the permitting fees, yeah.
I know it.
So does that mean? It's pretty basic.
They don't have to pay the permitting fees. Like, if I pull an electric permit for you, I have to pay for the, like, the inspector to come out and
do all the
there's
permits.
A set cost per item.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
electrical.
But for the city, they actually waive it.
If it's a city project.
If it's a city project.
Hi.
So.
Hi.
Well, that's good. You got passed.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Perfect. Everything's moving forward.
Wonderful.
Okay. We're closing in on being finished, but I'm glad you came anyway. You finally make a quorum for it.
So you could do the minutes and I can make my...
Okay, 6D, litter.
Well, I wanted to... I was hoping Liz would be here, but I've got Liz connected with Louise King of the... Lines Against Litter. I'm not sure that anything has happened there, but and then there were a couple other people that live close to Hanley and Olive, where there's the Walgreens and the Circle K, where there's always a lot of trash, and they would like to at least be involved in finding out how to move forward with the litter campaign. Louise replied to me when I sent Liz's report and gave me some really good input of what should take priority, kind of prioritizing the action items. And so I figure the end of October, we'll try to get litter campaign taken to the development group, the directors, and then move forward from there as far as like really.
What was the gist of the lady's suggestion?
Trash cans.
We don't have enough trash cans,
especially on Olive. There should be more trash containers. The city needs to be more diligent about, you know, citing over and over again this, like, Walgreens, who's always full of trash, that kind of thing. But she had a few other things of priorities, and I'm not sure right now, but a lot is on Olive. That area.
Is the recycling contamination getting better?
It is.
Wonderful.
Is it?
I know with the action that the things got sent out in problem areas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so they've been tagging carts and not collecting them when they... the each driver is supposed to tag 10 carts per route, and route 4 was the bad one.
Where's four?
The northwest area
of
the city. Yeah, like 170, Woodson, 82nd, that area. And so there were a lot of notices set, you know, put on people's doors, and then stickers put on people's carts. Of course, the whole area is not done because it's just too big.
Right.
But the driver knows which houses, you know, because he can see a tip, and by then it's too late, but then he can remember that for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was checking those, tagging them, not collecting them. And since then, I think we've gotten 3 good reports, because we have to have less than 15% contamination in a load, and we've had good lower numbers, so
good.
We've been within compliance. Yeah.
Well, that's
good to see that it seems like the system's working, though.
I know.
The, you know, trial run or whatever.
Right.
That's awesome.
I've got very, very big bins, but my neighbors to the west of me, they put massive plastic bags in there. I cannot get to them. I try to scoop them, and it's not my tenants, because I know what goes in there.
Yeah, the dumpsters are an issue, and I think... I mean, it might be that we need to have locks. I know somebody called from Peacock asking if they could get a lock put on.
Yeah.
And I know we've had them in the past because of illegal dumping and different trash or recycling containers. And it might be where we're headed again.
Mm-hmm.
Because dumpsters are just a problem.
Yeah.
But the, you know, in the spring we'll do the massive boots on the ground, tagging carts and really auditing the residential carts. But in the meantime, that went out, has stuff about contamination. I've been really trying to push it out on as much as many places as I can. And then we have another postcard going out that's that recycling's most unwanted. It shows like the top 12 items, the big red, you know.
Yeah.
And that so far I posted it on Nextdoor. I think I had 100 comments. People asking questions and wanting
That's
more
great.
Information. And
now, looking downstream, one worry may be if that's a high turnover rate up there in terms of population, you're going to have to do this re-education a number of times, maybe continuously every 2-3 years or whatever for the people who are contaminated. If you get, you know, once you get people trained, and if they're living in a house for a long time, that's one thing. But then you can get somebody's, I know Barbara Jordan School, they've got a very high turnover rate.
Really?
The kids, yeah. And just about, I think it's over 20% per year, students. And there's also about a 20% homeless rate up there, too.
Really?
I don't know where they're coming from, but I was doing some volunteer work and run a math program up there, and we were told that it's pretty high. And so this may be something you're going to have to keep on top of.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think that the education outreach is really important, but that the stickers on the carts, you know,
they'll be there,
yeah. The stickers on the carts have really made a difference for me because I've got no plastic on them, and there is no plastic in there except for my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I can see, I know.
Do you know who the neighbor is?
It's either Sunshine Daydream, the Wiener place, or the Cookies place. And I can't tell you because I suppose if I look at the cameras and find out, but then I wouldn't know where the person had come from.
Okay.
Because the people at Meshuggah are the ones that use it every day, mm-hmm. and they're pretty religious because I see them.
Oh, I have no doubt that Meshuggah is.
Yeah, all those kids are really, you know.
Right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the rates dropped.
That's great. You said it was 30% last time.
Yeah, there were some 30s, there were some 18s, and there were some 20s. But I think the last one was 13%. He's been sending me reports specifically Route 4, but he hasn't sent me any bad ones. But he's been like, good job showing the images.
Okay.
You're getting A plus.
So it's working,
good.
It's working. So it is working.
But I'll tell you what I would like. You know, on the front of the recycling bins, where you can't really see it unless you're like this, we need that for the top. The list of things, because the things I put on the top, people have to move past them.
Right.
And they have been very effective because no plastic bags on either side, and it's really worked.
And it seems like some of the bins have that where it's
I
on
put
the top.
Them on.
is it just you? Yeah.
It's me.
Is it only you, or did we go further?
No, I went up from Eastgate to Westgate.
The individual
carts?
Like carts, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Commercial carts.
Yeah.
It's
just, you know, there's 10 or 11,000, I think we've probably done.
Did all the commercial area.
Okay.
The loop. Which is a lot.
We were just piloting that up there as well. But.
Well, Parkview Gardens, we did Parkview Gardens because there were some really contaminated dumpsters and carts in those alleys. And it was a small little tight area. We had a couple interns and we said, let's just get it done right there because everything is so compact and it was pretty easy to do. So that area for sure got it. Parkview Gardens. And this Saturday, Lions Against Litter, if anybody's interested in volunteering, I'm not able to, but they're doing the Music Partridge area, so north of Olive, Hanley, Midland.
My little area.
Yeah. I gave them all notices and tape because they can't put the stickers on the carts because you can only do that during trash pickup.
Yeah.
Day, morning. So they're going to be taping notices on all the doors in that area. And so she said they put it on Nextdoor and people were like, well, if you're trying to reduce this, why would you be using all that paper? well, you know what, if you put all that paper in a plastic bag and you threw it in your recycling, then that would all be even more wasted.
Yeah.
So you might get something on your door. People might complain about that. But another thing that Sinan brought back, he said that the city of Chattanooga, what they did is they mailed the stickers to each of the residents.
Ah.
And had the resident ask the residents to put them on. I mean, that's really costly because the stickers are the square one. You know, it'd be different if you put it in an envelope and just mail them. I mean, that mailing, though, is it's like, you know, $15,000 to mail all those things. But I thought, well, maybe we should do it in a pilot area, and then we can check it and see if they're actually putting them on.
Do you get 75%? Do you get 10%?
Right, exactly. So I said maybe I could call Chattanooga and find out what that success rate looked like. You know, if it is 75%, then I think it's worth it because we're going to be paying people to a lot of money. I mean, not the volunteers, but then the volunteers can go out and check.
Right.
But I'll have to look at this grant funding and see what I can do with it.
You're good at getting grant funding, aren't you?
And people supplying the money and the grants will keep doing it as long as you demonstrate success.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the St. Louis County Department of Public Health. So they have a waste aversion, and then the Solid Waste Management District. So those are the two grants that come every year that I try to get.
Tim, you missed the solar power, the October 10th meeting. Kind of thing is we're going to have it here at the community center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have our regular commission meeting the first half hour, and then the solar power presentation 6 to 7. And the one at the library on the 29th is also 6 to 7. The one at the 29th is going to be at the library.
I'm going to send, I know that there's a Facebook event, but I also know that there's a flyer that shows all the dates, and it shows ours on there. I'll send that out to all the commissioners, and then if you guys can send it out, I'll get it to Tim Cusick, and he can send it out, and then
okay.
We'll just keep trying to push that education, make sure people know what's happening.
Yeah. Another thing of interest you missed, I put in the opening round, is that Parkway School District, which heats their buildings with hot water, not forced hot air, they're going down, it was in the newspaper, they're going down 500 feet in the ground. Where the temperature, geothermal stuff.
How much
where the
did
average,
you say? How much?
The average temperatures, we went down 500 feet. The average temperature is about, I think they said 52 degrees or 55
Celsius.
Degrees. Centigrade. Yeah, Celsius centigrade. 55. Yeah. And so then they're going to pipe the water through there in the winter, and then they hurry heat exchanger down there and bring it back up and run it through the buildings. Say, well, it's a big capital cost, but they projected they'll save enough in energy costs over the course of the years of the thing that's viable, that's worth it.
Yes. That's really neat.
Let you know about that one.
Yeah.
They'd have to have robust pipes, though, wouldn't they?
The piping's a lot better nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, 6E firehouse projects have been dropped because of a recommendation or commandment from the city manager.
What?
We're just tabling it until that it can be discussed more in-house
mm-hmm.
with the administration.
They're evidently having a meeting of some directors to talk about this stuff.
Okay.
So they haven't killed the project.
They just put it on the back burner.
They're talking about it at the director level.
Yeah.
The findings we had were that you put the capital in up front and it pays for itself over the long
mm-hmm.
term. And there's a couple questions that originally about this. One was the Better Together program, and the other was the where's the money going to come from capital investment. But we'll see. They're talking about it, which means they haven't killed me yet, so that's good.
Good thing.
Yeah. Council liaison update, Mr. Cusick. He seems to have nothing to say. Okay, and then closing round, does anybody have anything to say?
Go ahead.
I'm going to remind everybody October 5th is the next electronics recycling event. You should be getting something in the mail on
okay,
that too.
Yeah.
I'm just mailing everything. And somebody said once recently, you know, only about 10% of people actually look at mailers. I said, well, that's for sales information. This isn't sales information, right?
This is life information.
Has that already been finalized?
Saturday the 5th.
October.
Saturday the 5th.
Saturday the 5th. And this time we have some charges. There's some fees. Microwaves, televisions, computer monitors, anything with Freon. I think those are all chargeable items. I did not get a grant for that.
Oh.
Well, I was just wondering if it was already done otherwise with that October 10th solar initiative. But I don't want to steal the recycling thunder.
No, I think it's okay.
Let it be by
Nobody's
itself.
Going to steal that lady.
Nobody's going to steal the electronics. Those events are always very successful.
Oh, yes, amazing.
Good.
Yeah. I'd rather push the solar power out.
I missed last month, but there was a thing where you were resurrecting all the stuff about metro lighting, working on the loop, and perhaps Olive to get recycling and energy efficiency, etc. What happened to that? Green Initiative
Business District. Yeah, I haven't revisited that. I had talked to Rochelle. COCA was really interested in kind of leading it because we needed businesses to lead it. I'm not really, it's supposed to be a business to business type of thing. And we just didn't get a meeting off the ground.
Okay. I just didn't, if I was late to the table, as it were. Okay. So I brought these back for you.
Oh, okay.
You need more of these to remind Metro, can happen when you feel like.
Anything else? Anybody have anything for closing rounds?
No. Do you want to go over the minutes? Or you want to wait?
I'd like to read them because they're quite comprehensive.
I mean, you have quorum now. So
we have time.
I already made two. There's two.
Yeah, the only correction I have is under 5B, Dick and Kaiser's name is spelled with K-A-I, not K-E-I.
Okay.
That's right, we're going to have the stormwater people here.
Yeah, I've added that note on 5C that they were invited to, that we will invite them to the November meeting.
Right. Anybody have any thoughts on the minutes? No. You're done reading, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Tim, so moved.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passed. Okay. I have one more thought, by the way. MSD, I don't know if you're aware that MSD is about to, I'm not sure how close they are, do a major project in Ruth Park Woods. Evidently, they are working on this project clear to be able to get this, the household wastewater and the stormwater separated. And I'm not sure how far they're going to come into Ruth Park Woods off McKnight, but it's going to be quite a way. And God, it's going to be tear down a lot of trees and do other stuff. They're right now, I know they're working at Lansing Road Ecology Center next to Tillis Park. They've got about an 80 or 85 foot right of way, and they take out everything, even all the native plants that group has put in there, and then they want to just plant grass seed and to cover up when they're done, which Lansing people are not happy about. I think it's going to a lawsuit now. At any rate, they're supposedly there, they're going to put the pipe 20 or 35 feet underground, and then I guess let Deer Creek continue to flow over it somehow or other. So I'll have to see what happens. Right now, something really needs to be done, and with the River De Pere going through Ruth Park Woods anyway, because it's eating into the bank very, very badly. And as more and more runoff we get, higher runoff with building upstream, faster water comes through, and it just, right now, the places where it's about a 15 or 20 foot drop, just 3 feet from the trail going down into the stream, it's really pretty bad. This I observed when I was out there the other day, but I've been told that Darren Dunkel, the head of Parks, Recreation and Forestry, knows about, has talked about this project with MSD. And the city, I guess, is going to be trying to work with them to try to minimize the damage and maximize the reasonable recovery. Okay, if there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. 6:11.